Bill got me in trouble this past week because, you know, as you know, he faithfully every week records and he puts my sermons on, you know, on our website. And someone who isn't a member was listening to my sermons, and I got accused of being crazy, liberal, a radical, and worst of all, a Democrat. And I said, well, what? He goes, because of your preaching. And I said, well, what's about my preaching? He goes, well, all you ever talk about is love. He goes, where do you even get that from? Oh. And, you know, I have to say, one of those very few times in my life, I was actually speechless. But it did open up an opportunity for conversation about the good news and about our call as Christians to love and how Jesus' ministry was all based on that message of God's love. Now, we all know from the Gospel of John, the passage, God so loved the world, he gave us only Son. And we know the great commandment to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. And of course, during Holy Week, we hear on Monday, Thursday, love one another. What I've done, you know, this idea of the love I've shown to you, show to each other. Now, in our gospel today, we have Jesus. Last week, he did a great healing of a centurion's servant. And now this week he is continuing in his journey to preach the good news. And we're told that he comes upon a funeral procession. And we're told that it is a young man and that the young man's mother is a widow and that he was her only son. Now, this on its own is very, very tragic. And, of course, no parent ever wants to think about that. But what also, in this day, what the implication that it's lost here is, unlike today in our country where we might have Social Security or widows' benefits or pensions or social welfare, back then people had nothing but their family. A woman could own no property, and so she was dependent on her husband. You know, after she was married, at first it was her father. After she was married, she depended on her husband, as we're told that the woman was a widow. And then if her husband died, she was dependent on her son. So not only did she lose her child, she was to be left destitute. And if she was lucky, maybe she could make some kind of living doing some sort of small task like sewing, or more likely than not, would have had to beg. And we're told that Jesus sees this procession going through the street, and he stops it, and he calls to the young man, and the young man rises. And not only does Jesus return the son to his loving mother, he has also shown great compassion in giving this woman a new chance at life. Now, we as, you know, I was, you know, last I checked, most of us do not possess some of the divine gifts that Jesus has. Yet, we are called to follow in his path and to live as he did. And by that, it means that we are supposed to share the love that God so freely gives us, to show our compassion to those who are in need, to comfort those who need comfort, to stretch out our hands to those who need a hand up. And we're supposed to do this for each other. We're also supposed to do it for those people we don't know, people that we may not like, people who are completely different from us. We are called as followers of Christ to give so freely that gift of love that was given to us. And it's not always easy. Yet, we do it. And sometimes we do it, and sometimes when we do our best, sometimes it doesn't always work out. I have to say, through the last 12 years of ordained ministry and most of my life as a member of the laity before this, I've lost count of the times when my best intentions have blown up in my face. But I really do believe that God at least knows where our hearts are. Even when what we are doing may not be the right thing in the end, I really do believe our God judges us by our intentions, the love in which was behind what we were trying to do. Now, we are in this wonderful season that's not really a season in the church. We are not, we are not in the season of Pentecost, but the time that is often referred to as after Pentecost. If you look at your calendar, today is the third Sunday after Pentecost. In the old days, it was referred to as ordinary times. And beginning with Advent into Pentecost, we had this opportunity, with some digressions here and there, to map out the life of Christ. We started very early on with the foretelling of Christ in Advent and about the announcement of the Blessed Conception. We witnessed his birth. We heard the story of his baptism. We watched his transfiguration. We journeyed with him throughout many of his ministry. We went into Jerusalem with him as he rode triumphantly. We followed him on his path to the cross, witnessed his crucifixion, were there at the resurrection, then his ascension. And then a couple weeks ago, we celebrated the beginning of the church on the Feast of Pentecost. So the last few months, we just had this, we got to see the life of Christ, and we do this every year. But now that we are in this time called ordinary, or the season, time after Pentecost, we get to focus on the stories of his ministry. We get to listen to his preaching. We get to sit back and experience what others experienced in those days. It's a time of reflection in which I encourage you to take those readings home with you and look at them, to think about what it is that Jesus is doing each week. To look at the compassion we often see in sometimes the most smallest ways. To see the love that he shows. As we will see in the gospel time and time again, love is always a theme. Often it isn't mentioned directly, but it's coming out of that place of love. As Christians, yes, we have long traditions of great scholars. We have doctors of the church. We have wonderful theologians and philosophers. And which is all wonderful. But when it comes down to us, ours is a faith that begins here. You know, as I said, you can overthink Christianity, but the thing is if you're working from the heart, you're going the right direction. Now, as individuals and as a community, we have many opportunities to share in this love. We have opportunities to be radical, to be crazy, to be liberal. Whatever political party you belong to, that's your own thing. But the important thing is it comes from the heart. One of my favorite sayings lately, and I've seen different variations and paraphrasing and such like that, and I'm not even sure who it comes from. A lot of people claim it, or at least a lot of people get attached to it. But it's about the success of a church. And, you know, like everybody else, I would love to see the church filled every week. But a successful church cannot be measured by how many people are sitting in the pews. A successful church is measured by what those people do when they leave the pews. Our success comes from the heart. Now, I think this is a pretty successful parish in that viewpoint, you know, because we're always looking about ways in which we can help one another and how we can help those outside of our doors. And I know from our recent vestry meetings or our recent bishops committee meetings, we've been discussing more and more ways in which to come outside of ourselves, to reach out to our neighbors, both those physical neighbors and those spiritual ones. My brothers and sisters, as I said, you know, the love of Christ is a radical love, because it knows no boundaries, it doesn't discriminate, it includes everyone. It's about as crazy as you can get. And I hope that you will live into that craziness even more than you already are. The Spirit is calling us to great things. Sometimes those things don't seem that great when we're looking at them. Sometimes they seem really small. But no act of compassion, no act of mercy, no act of love goes unnoticed. So my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go out to the world, to seek new ways to share this wonderful gift we've been given, to go crazy, and know that you are in good company, to know that in his time, Jesus was seen as a bit of a head case, that more often than not, he was upsetting the proverbial apple cart, that he was doing the unimaginable when all he was doing was following what God has been telling us all along.